Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our guest, the guest this whole week, Tom Hornacek. And Tom is a good friend. He's been involved with our work here at Ave Maria Radio for some time. Very, very helpful. He's also been engaged in some of the outreach of Renewal Ministries, and I asked him to come and just share what the Lord's been doing in his life. And if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program this week, Tom's story is very moving, very powerful, and it's the kind of story that can touch anyone's life who's listening and hearing. So tell your friends about it, and they can come and listen to it at avemaria.net or renewalministries.net. Welcome back, Tom.
Welcome, Peter. Good to be here.
Yeah. So you ended the program yesterday beginning to talk about how you'd gone through formation in Encounter Ministries. You started being part of connecting with Renewal Ministries, Ave Maria Radio. And before you know it, you went from the grocery store
to, a grocery guy.
Yeah. To working with your mayor in your small town doing things and then doing Catholic radio. And then that wasn't enough for you. You and Miriam even had more. You had more hunger because the Lord told you in Israel, if I remember correctly, to be ready to step out of the boat.
Yes.
Right? And to say yes, if he is really how he opens doors and to go through the doors that he opens. So why don't you share with us a little bit today about the kind of mission work that you ended up getting engaged in as well.
Sure. Yeah. Well, as I mentioned in one of the sessions this week about the Catholic pool is so deep, once you dive in, you'll never swim to the bottom of it. There's just so much to learn. So when I was a president of Berger Radio, I went down and I would attend as many trainings as I could from St. Paul Street Evangelization, things they had going on in the Lansing Diocese, because then I could bring it back and we could try to promote it so people would bring it to their parish. So I'm just getting filled with all this stuff. And so then I hear about the gathering at Renewal Ministries, and we go there, and I wanted to do a mission trip. And so John Kazanjian says, oh, I'm going back to the island of St. Lucia. And I thought, oh, I'll bet you Marion would go to St. Lucia. That's where we went on our honeymoon. So we go there. We do a parish mission in the evening. We go into the Bordelais prison in the cell blocks during the daytime. And I have to tell you, if you've never been in a cell block, it's a lot different in our country because the administration of the prison, they want evangelists in there because they'll actually have told us if they don't know Jesus when they get out of here, they're going to be right back in. So they welcome people to come in. But the first time you go in and just, oh, walk around and talk to people and hello. And I got to tell you, after a few days, Peter, I wanted out of there. It's like, I don't know what to say, Lord.
And then you felt ill-equipped for it? Like you just said, yes. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to reach these
guys. But you know what it was? It really was my pride. Because if I was trusting in the Holy Spirit and asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want? And that's what I did finally. The final day we were in there, I said, what do you want, Lord? And the thoughts came, and I started talking and engaging. And the thing I engaged them with, which is for anybody today, is, and it may be a family member, is what do you think happens when you die? Because most people don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
And so these guys were very open. Well, I think I want to go to heaven, or I think I'm going to go to hell. And, you know, we talk about, I know when you're out in the exercise yard, you can see these yachts going by, and you think, boy, if I was just in that yacht, I'd have it made. That's it. I said, brothers, they're more in prison than you are. You might be behind bars, but your heart and your mind is not. Turn it to God. And we would do a talk in each cell block, but you had to come to the talk. And if you did, then we'd put your name down. And the next day they would bring you a rosary, a prayer book, and some other materials like how to pray the rosary and all that. And so that was very fruitful. And the last day of our trip, they had told us, prepare your testimony. And for Marion, it was very difficult because she'd lost a son to cancer, and then her husband left her, and she really didn't want to do it. And I'll never forget this, Peter, because we left the cell block, and it was Peter Thompson went to Marion, and right before he asked her, I heard it. She's going to do it. That's what I heard. And Peter says, Marion, would you be willing to do your testimony? He didn't even know what it was. She went into the women's cell block, and she did her testimony with such love and such power. She had those women weeping. She talked about the spirit of murder and that she never did it, but she had those thoughts. And we left and I said, Marion, that was amazing. She says, I have no idea what I said. And that's when you know that you're speaking in the spirit.
Yeah.
So from that point on, I'm like, oh, Lord, I know you want me to do this. And the ironic thing was when Marion said yes, because that's where we went on our honeymoon, was to a resort, Sandals in St. Lucia. And he had us pick that place just so that she would say yes to go. I just feel that. So I went there 4 times with John. I took the team the 5th time, and we'd go into the prison, and we'd do missions in the parishes, and usually 2 parishes in the evening. Yeah, it was wonderful. And that led to other places, going to Mexico City with Butch Murphy, and then going to Papua New Guinea last year with Auntie Fiola, and then with Lloyd and Nancy Greenhaw this year to Rwanda. But it was really hearing about Renewal Ministries and you and Sister Anne on the radio that led us to the gathering, that led us to mission work.
Yeah. And I think, imagine now going back to your story earlier in the week when you were just going to church most regularly, but sometimes you'd miss, your classic guy, following your career, doing the things you want to do. And then God started working in your life in a new way. I just have the picture of you standing, you described, I think it was on Monday, you were having, well, how would you describe what you experienced at Mass? In those days, they were feeling like you're going to pass out and you just were struggling, and the devil was saying, get out of church, you're going to be fine if you just leave the place. And then the Lord, you cried out to God, and then you said, Lord, just if you please help me with this, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do, Lord, you help
me. Yes.
And in the moment he did. And then I just think now, listening to you, your whole story this week, it's amazing from that, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do, I'll surrender, and just kept saying yes to the Lord, kind of one step at a time. Now, if someone would have said to you, you're going to be doing all these things for the next number of years,
no way.
You'd have said, that's just never going to happen.
Never.
You know what
happen.
I mean? One, I may not even be interested in it. Plus, I don't think I have the gifts. I don't think I'm good at that stuff. I'm not trained for it. And then just taking baby steps, one step at a time.
Yes.
You just discover that it's, you said something to me off the air about, you learned an important lesson. Again, you mentioned it, but just one that I'd love to have you repeat if you could. Just, it's not about you. It's not about us. It's not about our strength. It's trusting in the Lord. And
what's like when you encourage someone to pray with somebody, whatever situation you're in, most people like, well, I don't know what to say. Well, what that means is you don't trust that the Holy Spirit's going to give you what to say. Because sometimes when you say, Lord, give me a word for them or whatever, you're not trusting. Because sometimes you'll give that person that word or pray with them, and boy, that sounded stupid. And later they say, I can't believe you told me that. Mm-hmm. Because we asked, we prayed, and then we responded. And a lot of people won't do it. And I will tell you this, Peter, from my story. I didn't know that that was the enemy speaking to me. I had no idea. But I'll tell you what, once the Lord freed me, I've read every exorcist book. I've read everything on spiritual warfare, because I know that there's lots of guys out there, men and women, that are falling prey to the enemy and his tactics, and they don't have to. He has no power over you that you don't give him. But people are opening that door in the occult and everything else, and they don't know. And they don't know that they could be free. And so learning about all that, I used to wake up with, they call it, when you wake up in the morning demons, when I was a lukewarm Catholic, and that is you wake up and everything, will your deaf daughter ever graduate? Will she ever get married? Will she ever go to college? What about your business? Your sales are down. All those morning demons. Or now, I wake up and I start to pray. Hmm. And I do a prayer routine. And one of them is from The Exorcist. And that is, I do the Angelus every morning when I wake up. I do it at midday and I do it in the evening. Because one of our American exorcists said, as a number of people are messing around in the occult online, they're having a lot more cases. Well, they're not possessed. Very few people are, but they're oppressed. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you have them do is set their phone for 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. and religiously and start praying the Angelus 3 times a day. Well, can I want to get up? No. If you really want to be free. Like 95% of the cases in 2 weeks call back and say, I'm free. Because Wonderful. They started Wonderful. A prayer life. They gave it to Our Lady and they started a prayer life.
It's so important to hear these kinds of things, because the struggle in the world is really convulsing in so many ways. People are so full of fear and anger. We've got wars and rumors of wars, and we've got more people are coming to understand the negative impact of social media and the addiction on children and the pornography problem, and people don't want to reproduce and have children. And there's things going on. There's a spiritual battle that's so significant in our time that being alert and being awake spiritually, it's not complicated how to respond to it. it's actually quite simple, but we just don't know what we don't know. And so you were given that simple wisdom about praying the Angelus three times a day, just doing the simple disciplines each day, praying the rosary, reading scripture, really listening and learning to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, praying with the church, regular sacraments, confession, and then just say, Lord, wherever you're planted, Lord, just today, I just give you whatever you desire for me today. As I'm going through my responsibilities and I'm open, Lord, show me, Jesus, I trust in you and he will use us. We're light. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. The light of the world means we really have come to know the Son who is the light of the world. And he's given us the Holy Spirit, which is his life in us. And the Holy Spirit leads us, again, wherever we're planted, whatever responsibilities we have, to just be present throughout the day. Practice the presence of God in the midst of your work and then give the Lord permission. Before you know it, you may end up on St. Lucia with Tom. No, I'm kidding. You know what I mean? But you never know where the Lord is going to lead you. Now, we just have a couple of minutes left. Could you just say a quick word about, I know you're in Rwanda recently on one of our missions working with leaders in the church there.
Yes.
Anything you want to share from that? Or
sure. First of all, I was surprised. It was the cleanest, greenest country I have ever been in my life. The entire time I was there, I never saw one paper, one bottle, nothing. There's no trash. One Saturday a month, the entire country shuts down, the business can't be open, and they clean. And people, the faith of the people, we work through the five keys.
Which is what? What are the five keys?
The five keys are repentance and faith, unforgiveness, renunciation, command, and the Father's blessing.
So we help people get free.
Free, right. In the name, because people don't know, Peter, the power in the name of Jesus, that in the name of Jesus, I forgive. And when you learn the five keys, you use them every day. So we did a lot of that there. The healings we saw, physical healings, spiritual healings. We had an outdoor mass. 35,000 people showed up. And they said, oh, we're going to have an outdoor mass before you go. 35,000 people showed up. And yet, up on the top of the hill was a cathedral, and we could hear praise and worship music. They got mass going on up there with more people.
Yeah.
These people, no one misses church. And they believe, and they see miracles and signs and wonders because they don't have all the distractions we do. And they just love the Lord. And I never once saw altercation between people. They have very little, and they're extremely happy. But they have Jesus. And the charismatic movement in the people there is very, very strong. And so for me, it just renews your faith. You come back, and you just like, what it could be like here.
Yeah. Who would have thought of you from Northern Michigan ending up in Rwanda and being able to be with brothers and sisters there and making a contribution, the one that the Lord wanted you to make there. And my daughter Rachel was with you and other people as well. And it's been a great joy for Renewal Ministries. We've done over 1,000 international missions over the last 30 years or so, working with the bishops, priests, lay people in countries and partnering with them, being with brothers and sisters and helping them get free, helping them go deeper in the faith, supporting people on the ground in many ways there. It's been one of the richest and best experiences of my life to be able to just meet brothers and sisters on continents around the world. And the Lord sends his people to share the gospel. He said, go, make disciples of all nations. And God wants all of us, brothers and sisters, no matter where we are, to be able to take part in the Great Commission, to be able to bring Jesus to whoever the Lord leads you to. Might not even extend beyond your family, but nonetheless, he wants each of us to be on mission. Tom, thanks for being with us this
week. Thank you, Peter.
Your stories are very, very inspiring. Your whole life is inspiring, so I really appreciate it. Brothers and sisters, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.